This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It appears that plea bargains finally have been reached in the federal cases against former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow and his wife Lee, a former assistant treasurer at Enron. A federal judge in Houston still needs to approve the tentative deal, and he's expected to do that today. If so, it will be a major step in the government's investigation of an accounting scandal that bankrupted a company once valued at $80 billion. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The plea agreements between prosecutors and Andrew Fastow and his wife Lee were all set to go last week until the federal judge overseeing Lee Fastow's case balked. U.S. District Court Judge David Hittner refused to be bound by the agreement between prosecutors and the Fastow's lawyers, which would have sentenced Lee Fastow, who faces charges of filing false tax returns and conspiracy, to just 5 months in prison. The Fastows have two young children, and they wanted the government to arrange their prison time so that Lee could be home from her stint in jail when Andrew went to serve his term of 10 years. But over the last 4 days, the lawyers have put the plea agreement back together, this time giving the judge the sentencing flexibility he desired to maintain decorum. Exactly how this deal differs from the first is not altogether clear. While Lee Fastow may receive a longer sentence than the originally proposed 5 months, she may still only serve 5 months of it in prison and do the remainder of her sentence under house arrest. For Andrew Fastow, the alleged mastermind behind the accounting schemes that bankrupted the massive energy trading company, the deal is the same as before, 10 years and a fine of at least $20 million. Fastow faces 98 charges of fraud, money laundering, and insider trading. He is accused of pilfering more than $33 million through the off-balance sheet partnerships that were used to conceal Enron's true financial condition. In addition to criminal charges, Fastow faces civil cases that are being brought by Enron's creditors, stockholders, and employees. As CFO, he is the highest-ranking Enron executive thus far to fall before the government's investigation. But he is much more than just a notch in the Justice Department's belt. Fastow is also a potential star witness against Enron's highest-ranking executives, including former Chairman Ken Lay and former CEO Jeff Skilling. Both have maintained they did nothing illegal, but federal prosecutors believe there was an overarching scheme to hide Enron's financial condition that started back in 1991, and they need Fastow to tell them whether his superiors were in on it. The plea agreements with Lee and Andrew Fastow will not be final until Judge Hittner puts his seal of approval on top this afternoon. But if that happens, it will be a major vindication of the strategy used by the lead prosecutors of the Enron task force. For more than 2 years, they have carefully built their Enron case from the bottom up, using plea agreements from executives at one level to build their case against the executives at the level above. It was slow but powerful, methodically gaining momentum as executive after executive caved in, agreed to plead guilty, and cooperated. Now, with the Fastows falling, the triangle of the untouched at the top of the Enron pyramid has gotten extremely small. It cannot be a very comfortable place to be for Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.